What's the Tea? Brought to you by B-Trans Support and Community with Pride Radio.
Proudly supported by Pride Action North.
Hey everyone, it's Josie.
Dan.
And Rose.
From B-Trans Support and Community, the peer support service run by trans people for trans people right here in Newcastle. And this is What's the Tea? Today we're talking about the future and how bleak and miserable it is to be trans.
Yeah.
A cheery subject.
Yay. Now, yeah, it's a fairly interesting one from the get-go. A couple of weeks ago, we covered what the current experience is for trans people in the UK. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a particularly fun episode, no. But unfortunately, it was all real and true.
A bit heavy.
Love it. It was a little bit heavy. Unfortunately, the government don't want to give us any rest.
Here we are, back again.
Yeah. And as awful as things are at the moment, I did vaguely mention we're on a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. And the way I'd like to phrase it is the brakes are failing, which is a scary prospect. Now, you question that. You think, what do you mean? Where do we start? I don't know. The government stating that transgender people have to be in hospital wards that reflect their assigned gender at birth. Mm. They can't access the correct ward, which is incredibly strange. Trans women or trans men, you know?
Very weird.
Very weird. There's literally just no basis behind that. What?
Yeah, I do wonder, you know, how comfortable would women feel having me on a ward? I'm not exactly.
And I think that's an interesting perspective because of in the media, especially, and like what you hear very consistently is trans women. Mm. Yeah, trans, like ban trans women from women only spaces. Okay. Did you forget that trans men exist too?
Yeah, like I don't know. Like I know trans men who have like full beards and things like that. Like
my brother is a trans guy and he's younger than me and he is completely unrecognizable, looks older and manlier than I ever did. And it's crazy to me that if he's in a situation where he has to go somewhere where there's a assigned gender at birth, it's equally as likely that he'd be kicked out again.
Yeah, because I mean, like, how would you be able to tell?
Exactly. Otherwise? Well, how would you be able to tell? That's another thing the government have recently started proposing.
Oh, God, what the hell?
Genital inspections at bathrooms.
Oh, that's fun. Are we just like turning into, like, America 2.0 now?
Oh, well, yeah. No, we are. America and the UK at the moment are almost competing for who can make things the worst. Oh. Something that is prevalent in both America and the United Kingdom at the moment in terms of something that will more than likely come into effect is genital inspections for the use of bathrooms and specifically in regards to that, only being able to use bathrooms that reflect your assigned gender at birth.
I'm so now, glad I hate using public bathrooms.
Right. When the rhetoric is that, oh, trans people shouldn't use the bathrooms that they want to because they're all predators and they just want to touch people.
I just want to pee.
Your, your proposed solution is to touch me?
Yeah.
What?
Makes sense.
I think logistically as well, like how would that work if the government apparently...
It fundamentally
like,
makes
Are they
going to
have
no
a guard
sense.
At every bathroom?
Yeah, like... The government apparently have no money, right? Apart from all of their big fat paychecks, but whatever. Like, how are they going to like afford to pay for all of these people to stand at bathrooms and look at people's like what's in their pants and stuff?
It's absolutely insane.
It's laughable.
That should be criminal. That's criminal.
Yeah.
That should be sexual harassment. That should be criminal. I like to, you know, whenever I go into a public bathroom and I see a sticker that says a trans person used this bathroom and nobody was harmed, that is something that is very common that trans people put up because we just want to put the message out there, like, we exist, we use these bathrooms, nothing happened, but the government will keep telling you that things are happening.
I have one in
not
my
happening.
Bathroom, in my house. Mm-hmm. Because I thought it was funny.
Yeah. I've been to plenty of music venues around the town. Little buildings, the Globe, to name a few examples that have stickers like that in their bathrooms. And those are very accepting places. But it's nice to see it where you don't expect to see it.
Yeah.
It's very nice to see it where you don't expect to see it. Just that little bit of solidarity for the trans community. And of course, hopefully everybody else will notice that as well and take that into effect. The difficulty we have at the moment with the future is that the government will keep saying things, keep proposing things, keep pushing things along, and nobody will stop them unless people know the difference. And I think that's the main issue we have at the minute. People don't know the difference. But the reality is trans people just exist. We just behave like other people, and there's not really much more to it than that. So it's incredibly frustrating that we get things like that.
I think as well, like, most, like, average people fully just, like, don't care.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's, it's the complacency, and that's what makes it so difficult when the government will just push anything through. If the general public is complacent and not willing to help, then these things will continue on the current path they're going down.
I meant kind of like in terms, like, I remember a few months ago I was like getting a tattoo or whatever, and then they started talking about like, oh, did you see about that trans thing on the news last night? And I was like, oh god, here we go again.
Right.
And they asked my opinion, and then I was like, oh, like, what are you talking about, kind of thing? And I think it was something to, I think it was the hospital wards thing, actually. And then they all went, I think the average person doesn't care. The average person walking around in the street doesn't care about, like, trans people and what they're doing. It's just like, why are they seeing all this stuff on the news? Why are they saying I do care? And I was like, okay, real.
Yes.
And then they started talking about how they have a trans brother and, like, all this stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. And they were like, the average person, like, really does not care that much. I don't know why the government are telling us that we care.
Yeah, and it's like, entirely rhetoric that comes outside of the government.
Yeah.
It's not something that actually reflects the people at large. But it is incredibly terrifying when all of the rules and legislature are based around that. And no matter if somebody says, like, oh, I'm supportive, that doesn't change the fact that the people in charge aren't. And that is incredibly scary. And the only way that can change is if the complacency that people have of just like, oh, yeah, let the government do what they're going to do, that needs to end. Otherwise, our rights are gone. Why do I say that? The UK government blocking the Scottish Gender Reform Act from passing in Scotland has nothing to do with England, nothing to do with Wales, but they stopped it from passing in Scotland.
Wales were going to do it. They were only waiting to see the outcome for the Scottish one.
Yep. It was a bill that allowed trans people to self-identify easier and to decrease the amount of time necessary to get a gender recognition certificate. Which, by the way, currently is a minimum of 2 years, but is impossible to attain in that period of time because the waitlist is 9 years. But you look at the government blocking that bill, something that has nothing to do with this country's operating government.
No, it was literally just Scotland's.
Literally just Scotland.
Yeah.
If they are going to do that, what are they going to do in the rest of the country?
I remember when that happened, actually, because my dad was talking to me like on the way home from somewhere, I can't remember where, and he was like, oh, have you heard about this thing? I was like, oh, yeah, what do you feel about it? And he was like, oh, yeah, I mean, I don't see why it's a bad thing, really.
Yeah,
I was
that's like, what I mean.
Nobody thought it was a bad thing.
I feel like the most of the general public don't care, and then when you kind of think, like, well, now the government's kind of actions
we
and legislature don't...
the general public to care.
Yeah, they don't match up with the general public's kind of opinions on things.
When
it's supposed to do that.
Yes.
They're just being
We do need that large public voice.
Yeah.
Because our voices don't work clearly.
Clearly not.
Clearly we don't get listened to. So it's very unfortunate that we are purely just at the hands of other people, truly.
Yeah.
Like, do you see any trans politicians getting up in the House of Parliament?
I don't
speaking for us? You don't. You don't see that. But we need somebody to speak for us. And it's very scary.
There has been a few people in the House of Parliament who have been standing up for us, but they've either been part of the Scottish government, which the English government make fun of anyway, or they've been minorities themselves, so they get laughed at anyway. So either way, it's not great.
Yeah.
It's absolutely awful. And then you look at recent stories with the UK aiming to change the Equality Act,
Oh, yeah.
A proposed change to the Equality Act that redefines gender as sex and an assigned gender at birth immutable characteristic. So people can no longer change gender at all.
But like no like GRC?
None. Changing the Equality Act to prevent any definition of being transgender.
What's the point? I don't know.
That's already been proposed. That was proposed months ago.
I feel like these people have better things to be doing.
You would think.
You would think.
You would hope.
You
know, you would sincerely hope. But currently, they are legitimately trying to legislate trans people out of existence in this country. That is another thing that is incredibly scary for the future.
Why can't they sort out the price of a Freddo frog instead?
I was going to say, like all those kids in poverty.
Beyond that, there's obviously, the school guidance at the minute that has come out.
Oh, no. Yeah. God, I remember when we got an email about that as B. We had an email about it. Mm-hmm. And then in our group chat, our director of the charity sent the link to the group chat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, oh, no, what's happened now?
Yep. Absolutely, absolutely crazy. And it's all over the news, but for the uninitiated, there is new proposed guidance from the Conservative government. Thank you, Conservative government.
Thank you.
For all schools in the country to prevent transgender children from changing their pronouns, to prevent them from using bathrooms that they want to, and here's the kicker, to actively out transgender children to their parents if they approach a teacher.
Oh, I have heard about that.
Yeah.
Which, as we've covered in previous episodes,
not great.
Is possibly the worst thing that could happen ever. Not everyone is in a safe environment.
Oh, definitely
especially
not.
These days.
Especially these days. And it almost feels deliberate that the government would do that because they surely have to realise not everybody's in a safe environment. You would think, even beyond attempting to reduce our rights, they have to have that conscious thought. So it must be deliberate. But
it feels like at this point,
stop making sense rules.
There's a difficulty with this guidance in that you can approach it from multiple perspectives. You can approach it from a safeguarding perspective and assess all of the points that are in the guidance from that. Or you can approach it from a legal perspective. And that's the one I chose. That's the one I'm more familiar with myself. I do a lot of law-related stuff in my work. So inherently, that guidance is illegal. It breaches rights of children. You have the right to privacy. Very simply. So the outing of transgender children, if you come up to a teacher, say, I'm trans, give your parents a ring. That's not on. Now, in this country, we have something called the Disclosure and Barring Service, DBS, something that many people are familiar with. We have DBS checks for our jobs and things like that.
Yeah.
And many people, all teachers have them. The Disclosure and Barring Service recently heard of a teacher that followed this new guidance, outing a transgender child to their parents. The Disclosure and Barring Service barred this teacher from teaching for life.
Oh. Fair enough.
Which is very interesting and a win for the trans community. But we have absolutely no idea where this is going to go. We have no idea if the DBS will continue to do that. We have no idea if the government are going to introduce legislature to support this guidance further to prevent anything like that from happening. We simply don't know. They're trying to force something through that fundamentally cannot work, has already proven to not work, but they're still trying to do it. And the difficulty with it being guidance is you'll find half the country doesn't follow it.
Yeah,
it will entirely be anecdotal. There'll be a list online of schools that are trans-friendly. There's a list of GPs online that are trans-friendly that, many people reference. There's going to be a list of schools that are trans-friendly that people will be wanting to move up and down the country to go to.
Yeah.
I read something earlier today that said trans children are scared to go to school now because of transphobic bullying. And that's, obviously a given, but something that only becomes more and more prevalent as you attack trans people more and more in the media.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I was trans in school, but that was kind of before everything blew up.
Yeah, the trans friend I had in school didn't see any discrimination to do with being trans. God, none. Okay. People just accepted it.
Not in my school, Jesus Christ.
But now...
Can't imagine what it's like now.
Now, even just 6 years on, I cannot imagine what the climate is like for a transgender child.
Yeah.
Not great. I would assume
I thought kind of like any bullying was just kind of gone now, but then my...
I wish.
I do know a child in school, just like a regular child who got bullied for having an off-brand Froob in her lunchbox.
Bullying occurs for anything. So when you take a trans child who's very vulnerable and there's many things that you can and people do bully trans people for, that's... You know, like, they're children.
Yeah. I thought we were kind of over the whole bullying thing. I thought people had better things to do, but apparently not.
No.
Fake Froobs and everything.
Now, unfortunately, when these kids grow up and get out of school and go participate in life and in sports and jobs, it's not going to get any easier. Because you consistently see more and more now, almost every week, there's a different sport that bans transgender people from participating.
Got a whole list
and
now.
And this relates back to what I was saying about the majority of transphobic people in this sense, because it is transphobic people putting all of these things through, completely forget trans men exist. Mm-hmm. In specific, the Chess Association banned transgender women specifically from participating in women's chess events. What that says inherently is that men, quote unquote, are smarter than women.
Yeah, it feels very like
they've
sexist.
They have just been entirely misogynistic by excluding trans women from the women's only event.
It's so strange.
Saying that women overall are worse.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that women can perform, by the way, in international chess at the highest level and become a grandmaster, there are also specifically women's matches that can be played. Trans women can't play in those.
I find that so funny. Yeah. I use my trans woman muscles to move the very small pieces across the board and still lose.
It's a biological advantage.
It is.
So that's an interesting one. And you see it genuinely with a lot of sports, whether it's cycling or rowing or rugby or football. And people will continue to make arguments about that for many a year to come. But you do have to get to a point and just slow yourself down. Just put the foot on the brakes for a second. These are chess pieces. This is wood. It is wooden.
What do you think the next sport that'll ban us?
Table tennis. Yeah.
I think it will be
darts.
Darts.
Yeah. Darts. Darts.
I think pool. Maybe snooker.
It's wild. It is wild. But unfortunately, these things are currently happening.
Maybe it'll be esports next.
You know what? I mean,
Fortnite.
I think first the government would have to recognize esports as a real sport, which is a whole nother thing. But yeah, the future, just with all of it, it feels like genuinely everything that comes out of the news is just a different way to prosecute us. Mm. The fact that in the future, legally, there's a chance we won't even be recognized as trans people at all.
Ooh, I can't
the fact
wait.
that definition will potentially cease to exist. And, you know, we'll still call ourselves trans people, but that will have no legal recognition whatsoever, have nothing to do with anybody. That's wild. You go back to the 1930s where the Nazis literally burned down the world's first transgender research center, and we're back in 2024 now with the potential to literally eradicate the definition of being transgender from our legal directories.
Yeah, we got about 6 years left until the 30s again.
You're right, it's 6 years until the 30s, so that is incredibly daunting. Like 100 years on after those, you know, I think it's easy to say world-renowned fascists.
Pretty famously,
it's very, very, very strange to see all of that again 100 years on. And something my history teacher always used to say, which I've always stood by, is history is doomed to repeat itself if people forget.
Yeah.
And the difficulty is people not only forget, but people don't know at all in the beginning.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's really all we can aim for in the future, is just for the general public to quite honestly just care a bit for us and help us out a little bit and mm-hmm. be our voice. Because as loud as we like to be and hope we are, sometimes it falls on deaf ears.
Yeah.
So for the future, we can be as optimistic as we want, but you do also have to be realistic. We can still hope that things will be better for the next generation, though. We can still hope that things will be better than they are now. And of course, you know, that's all I wish for all transgender people, just to be left alone, really, to live their lives in peace and just experience genuine day-to-day life as anybody else would. But it seems as though that possibility is getting less and less these days.
Mm.
So that's all I wish for the future. I wish for a little bit more representation from, you know, other sources, from the general public, from politicians. Just a little bit of pushback on these things that are genuinely insane. Like, who the hell came up with a genital inspection? What are you talking about? That's absurd. So, yeah, we'll see what the future has to hold. I think right now, we've got a little bit of a time to take a short breath.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the news is coming out recently, it's not going to be long before the next time we're discussing something like this.
Yeah, no, probably not.
So
next week.
Hopefully not, but we shall see for next week.
Yes, fingers crossed, don't it?
So that was the future. And if anybody wants any advice, wants to chat, or has any queries, feel free to follow us on social media at BTransNB. And make sure you tune into the next episode of What's the Tea.
Remember to follow BTransNB on your socials and reach out to us if you have any queries about the services we offer.
What's the Tea? Proudly supported by Pride Action North. Pride Radio.